This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I think I'm great at everything I do.
Nice.
How do you... Ferris cut the spread out, but how do you be confident, man? I feel like you're really confident, and I want to learn how to be that.
I don't think this is like the best place to be asking this question, especially considering like... Yeah. I don't know, your coworkers and probably people you want to be respected by are on this call right now, right?
No, for sure. And it's not that I'm not confident, Marika, but it's just like I want people to feel that energy.
What do you have to be confident about? Like, I want to say, like, just be yourself and believe in
yourself.
Amir,
don't talk to Johnny like that.
I was talking to you. Like, you're a nobody, man. You have nothing going for you. So, like, when you say, I want to be confident, like... You have to have something to be confident in. And don't stare around the room like you're trying to like fucking justify why I would have any pride in myself. You don't have any pride in yourself, nor should you have any pride in yourself. You're ugly on the inside and out. So confidence, I guess, comes in one, being a better person, and two, believing in that.
Okay, because I was wondering if maybe it was a chicken or the egg thing. And I hear you, but I just was wondering if it was a chicken or the egg thing. Where like, oh, maybe if I'm confident, I'll attract the right things.
It's not a chicken and the egg thing. It's just a chicken thing. And you are an egg.
Everybody wants a love song. I want one too. The words they don't come out right when it's about you. If there were poets hanging around us when you told me your name, they wouldn't know what to do. Cause the feelings I was feeling did the written word can ever attain. Still I don't have a clue. Most of these people don't care if they sing along to something shit. But I would never put you through that. Everybody wants a love song. Love song. I want one too. But the words they don't come out right when it's about you.
New Music Friday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
New Music Friday. That was Johnny Villa's oral debut.
Yeah.
I want to say.
Thank you. Thank you for playing that. But you did not have my express permission to play it on this podcast. So my lawyers will be in touch.
Holy shit.
Yeah. What's your company name? Do they have
pretty
lawyers
whack.
On retainer?
Pretty whack.
Pretty
but
whack.
Listen, here's the thing. I saw you post this and I thought it was a musical comedy song, and then I listened to it and I was like, oh, this is actually just like good.
Thank you.
It is good.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Thank you. You know what? Even though... You know what, Jeffrey, thank you for that. I was about to share a moment with Shelby and all the she's were drowning me out.
Yeah.
All right.
Classic. Which we do have to sort of celebrate in a way.
Yeah. In a way.
Interesting.
Pretty whack. Do you want to plug it? Do you want to talk about it at all, or are you embarrassed?
I'm not really embarrassed.
Because it's good.
Thank
It'd be
you.
Bad if you started a company that you're embarrassed of, right?
Yeah. It would be
also,
bad.
Also, yeah. Can you explain that? How is it a company? I thought it was just a song.
All right. So let's pull back the curtain just a little bit. So,
you don't have to.
We don't have to play it again. So
my favorite thing is the song visualizer where it comes in from the side and it's clearly like 2006.
Oh yeah. That like, I've been watching so much like old school MTV that like, that was the big inspiration. But yeah, Pretty Whack is my fictional company in which we have an unlimited amount of money to have a cloning facility and create an industry plant genetically. So yes, this is my industry plant. Okay.
Sorry.
Are you looking for something?
You good?
I don't want to have
dead
air.
I was waiting for someone else to say something.
Oh, aren't you in charge?
In theory, but I, you know, nobody wants to be in charge. Nobody wants to be the president.
You
nobody
invited me here.
Okay. We should say that I invited you because Amir dropped out last minute. And that's why I had to text Shelby and say, hey, can you record in an hour? And she said, I'm in Silver Lake, but yeah, I can go home and do this stupid show of yours.
And now he's being dead silent on air, just sort of wasting time.
Because everything that I had fucking hung on Blumenfeld. Now he's not here. So now I'm trying to like pick up not only the pieces, but also the vibe, the energy, your guys' self-esteem.
Amir and I are a lot alike.
How so?
Short.
Neither of you are short.
I'm 5'1", dude.
Oh, I thought you were like 5'4".
No.
I guess I just see you taller and I see Amir smaller.
So we even out to like a solid
5'7".
Yeah,
yeah. Major key alert. If you're searching on Etsy for vintage finds, be sure you know your pit-to-pit measurements, because that's going to be, at least if you're a broad-shouldered person like me, that's going to be the main thing, because otherwise you're going to be restricted and it's not going to feel like a hug. It's going to feel too snug. It's going to feel too slim fit for your trim dick. Basically, know your measurements for if you're shopping on vintage Etsy online or anywhere.
Did you just want to tell people you had broad shoulders?
And a trim dick. Yeah, it's very thin.
Sand yeah. It down.
What have you bought recently, Jeff?
What's that?
Never mind, man.
Let's go through my Etsy purchase history. A lot of retail therapy recently, Shelby, because my heart is broken.
Uh-oh.
That was a joke. It's fine. I got a vintage bowling shirt. I got a vintage Hams beer work shirt per our a couple weeks ago conversation, Shelby, when we were at Waltz Bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes with a
instead
custom,
of a tattoo, you got a shirt.
I got a shirt with a custom name thing that says Rodney.
Yeah, of course. There it is.
Of course you got that.
What do you think he was like, out of curiosity?
What do I think Rodney was like?
Yeah.
He was a piece of shit, but I loved him to death. Union guy.
Yeah, big union energy. Big union energy.
Which we hate, right?
Yeah, fuck a union.
Holy, oh shit. Okay, and now I'm going to edit my voice out, and you're just going to say that.
No.
Wild. You
Marika
heard it here first, Shelby Wolstein.
Marika won't let that happen.
Let's do that. Let's do the Out of Context HeadGum Podcast Twitter account. We'll tweet, fuck a union. And attribute it to you.
Hey, guys, I want to issue an apology about something I said earlier.
It was just now.
Yeah. I didn't mean it.
Yeah. That's the next
tweet.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that. Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
There was a call on the Reddit to stop the knocking.
There was a call on the Reddit.
Were people getting scared? I just got nervous.
Holy shit. Word of the week. What Shelby got it.
Was it high? I knew it.
Not even nervous.
Johnny just got it too. Fuck.
Perfect.
How?
2,000.
That's never how the game has worked.
Okay, you haven't said I yet.
Yeah, just say it.
Well, 3K. I will.
There we go.
Fuck me. I can't even Venmo you guys the 1,000. Like, I don't even have the 1,000 in my checking account is the thing. Like, usually I have at least 1,000 and I can do it, and then they send it back and I put it back in my account within the day. I cannot do that today.
Rent?
What's that?
Rent?
Yeah, it's July 30th, so I got rent and cash that we pay our landlord who lives in the desert, drives in and... Not usually around the first of the month, but I'm about to be in New York, so I'm just going to get the cash, leave it on my desk, and that's going to be good. That's going to be fine. Justin and George will have to, actually just Justin will have to figure it out because Justin's the only one in town because George is in Kiowa. I'm going to be in New York. Suddenly, it's just Justin. She's home alone.
New York, the Windy City. What's up?
No, that's the Big Apple.
Nah, that's what they want you to think.
Shelby, do you want to plug your show?
Right now? No.
Yeah, no, right now, because people don't listen to people's plugs.
Yeah, they do. People, this is one of the few shows that people listen to the end of, I think.
I think so, because it's always so fucking off the rails.
Did you want me to do it now? I feel like I just gave myself a bad rep. I have to earn them back before I send them to my own.
Let's hear it. Let's hear about the show. Let's hear about the show.
All right, I have a podcast on HeadGum the Network. It's
I have a podcast. Headgum, so, Network.
If you like the way my voice sounds now, you're
which gonna she doesn't even sound like this. I don't know what you're doing.
You'll love it on my podcast, Keeping Records. It's called Keeping Records, where we talk about pop culture and aliens and space, and also just talk to cool people.
Damn,
and that's sort of the whole
Daniel,
deal.
Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
Jeff was on it recently, so.
So true.
Yeah,
I was.
Was it pro-union?
I guess listen to that if you want more chaos in your life.
It was a chaotic episode. They hated all of my picks.
No.
Yeah.
That's
you
not
liked
what happened.
Like one of them. I
you
felt
didn't say
like,
aioli.
No.
I did say
no.
Aioli.
You made a choice, which was to get offended anytime we asked a question about your pick. It's sort of like, oh, I'm putting on the color blue. We say, what do you like about blue? You go, okay, so you guys hate it.
Yeah, I didn't like all the clarifying questions.
Well, that's kind of the point of the pod.
Is that to like move on?
Yeah.
Or you interrupted Shelby with claps.
It's the second one. We have to move on at a certain point. We're 10 minutes in. We haven't gotten to the meat of any topical subjects.
Well, you did want to stop what was happening to have Shelby plug her show in the middle of the podcast. So really, it's all been your fault up until now.
I feel like I'm floundering, but it's because I'm getting no fucking backline support from any of the three of you. Johnny's just sitting there.
I actually
there.
Feel like
his
I'm really
body's
pretty
turned
vocal.
Towards the door like he's not even going to participate. He's any
he's
second now
leave.
He might head out. It's somehow nighttime where he is, but not where Marika is, and they're in the same city.
It's because my apartment gets zero sunlight. So I
are you in a windowless room?
No, there is a window, and it is like
it's just
locked.
Not really doing much.
Yeah, it's not doing anything. But I love it.
We're in LA where there's sort of a lot of light, sort of all the time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
My room doesn't get a lot of natural light either, though. That the only window is the door.
You have. I mean, even you opened the curtain and it was pretty bright.
Yeah,
it's brighter on camera than it is in real life.
It's really, really pretty well lit at the end of the day. Could shoot a movie in there. Wouldn't even need a lighting guy.
I've actually never seen a place with more natural light.
At dusk, it's still pretty well lit.
I'm actually, my breath is taken away by the natural light in that room.
We should say that the door that I was referring to is a Fleetwood door that slides into the wall. It's one of the nicest rooms anyone's ever been in.
Don't say that about your own bedroom, right?
I wrote that
Keeping
song.
Records, basically, they put together their own Voyager records. Every guest kind of puts together their own Voyager record, the golden record that was shot out to space with a turntable.
How are we back here?
We should introduce Marika Brownlee on the sax, Johnny Villa.
Did you not do intro?
Shelby Wolstein from the Keeping Records podcast, et cetera, et cetera. At Shelby Wolstein on Twitter. Listen.
Hey, Jeff, what happened to you this morning?
What happened to me this morning? I recorded a different podcast, and then I was asked out on a date.
Ooh.
And, yeah, and then,
why are you crying?
Oh, I was by a different person. So I'm kind of shook and coffee anxious.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a cold brew next to you?
Finished it already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First of the day,
first of many. I don't know what I'm going to do for lunch, but I'm going to do dinner. I'm going to have penne.
When is this date that you've been asked on?
What are you guys getting off to recently?
I really wanted to know more about what your situation is.
I don't know if you should talk about my love life, because I don't know if the other people on the other side of it would want me to talk about any of it.
You could make literally anything up. None of us know the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was asked out via Instagram DM by a friend's friend of mine who I went to a house party with. A couple weeks ago, and we were kind of DMing back and forth, and she asked me out on a date, and I said yes, and I don't know what we're going to do yet because I haven't responded. We might drink wine in a park. We might go to a wine bar near my house. Either
way,
it's
feel free
wine.
To bleep this out, but was it someone you met at my house party?
No.
Okay,
it was,
I was gonna say.
You know that night that you and Caleb went to the Hollywood Hills party and you met
yeah.
It was that party that you left before I got there.
Nice. Okay. We love that.
You
do love to go out to a party and see a young girl who's barely bought mitzvah.
And I do want to specify that not only is this girl on fire, but she was talking about the colloquial royal you, not me specifically. I don't want to meet 14-year-old girls at parties.
I also was being really facetious about it. I don't think we should. I don't think I have. I don't think I should have to see a teenager. Ever.
I agree.
Ever?
You never want to. They're not nice.
Yes.
First of all, first and foremost, they're scary and they're not nice.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Second of all, they're too old to be cute, too young to like enjoy their presence.
What do you mean enjoy their presence?
They're not interesting yet.
Okay, that's what you meant.
Yeah, like you're just kind of like, okay.
Major key alert. If you're being recorded in a public forum, watch what you say.
That was easy.
Listen, this whole show is falling off the fucking rails. I only have one segment prepared today because I thought Johnny was going to bring in one of his other segments that he's had prepped for a couple weeks. And then I said, do you want to do it? And he said, no. And it was at that point, 1:25 p.m. and we were recording at 1:30. So I could not come up with something new in the meantime. We have 4 minutes till we get to the first segment.
Do you want to brainstorm again together?
Why we can do that. I do have two segments, actually, I realize. But one of them is unbelievably offensive.
I wouldn't mind participating in the offensive one.
We'll put Johnny on the spot for sure, because it actually only requires one volunteer. Perfect.
And the offensive one was the one that you actually had prepared, right?
No, that was the last minute one. The one that I have prepared is last, and I think it'll be pretty full of claps. Shelby.
What's up?
You and I are from Cleveland.
That's really true.
Do you miss home?
I was just there.
Yes, you were. I forgot about that. What else?
So that knocks off 4 minutes.
What else? What do you think about the name change to the Cleveland Guardians?
I don't care. I think, you know, we needed to get rid of the name. Guardians would have not been my choice.
Yeah. We talked about how we wanted it to be Spiders, right?
Spiders, big time. Yeah. The Cleveland Spiders.
Yeah.
I said that to my mom. She was like, ew. My dad said they should be the Cleveland Misers because they don't want to spend any money. That was his whole thing.
Because they don't want to spend any money on players.
Yeah, like they keep trading away good players because they want to not pay them. Yeah. Is, I guess, the deal. I don't really understand.
Well, it's a family business.
The business of baseball.
Yeah.
And who could?
It's really complicated. There's AAA, AA, the A's. There's all the A's.
There's a battery for every league. I've always said that. Speaking of, do you guys have any spare MLB batteries?
Ooh.
It's all right to laugh and enjoy yourself on the show. I know everybody's always on edge every time they're guesting on it because they don't know what's coming next. But I'm just saying, if you find something funny, just laugh. It's all right.
You're just making me really sad. That's
for you. Sad for you.
No. Oh, buddy. That's
guys
so
don't
much
see
worse.
The opulence of this natural light.
No, I mean, no, that is right. The... But you're you right. Keep hiding that. So I keep forgetting it's there and just, you know, hearing you, seeing you
on a first date. No, I'm like, I'm trying to be happy. It's just like I keep hearing your thoughts on things and it makes me so sad for you.
I keep kind of hearing how you're sort of panicking about, you know, not knowing what to do on the show and how you didn't prepare and how I'm sort of a last minute guy. You know, there's a lot going on and I'm just, it's making me sad.
Sure.
But I'm happy to be here and I'm happy to support you in any way that I can. Just, you just need to ask for help when you need it, I think. Marika and Johnny agree.
That's a huge lesson in life, I think. Yeah, someone had to tell you, Jeff.
It's hard because I never had a mentor. You know, like all the three of you guys have had people kind of take you under their wing.
Have I mean, first of all, you've been an intern at this company for 5 years. It's the definition of mentorship, right?
Pretty much.
You're like comedy idols make videos with you.
I've watched Amir like pat you on the back and just say, I'm really proud of you. What would you call that when he does that?
In terms of my tenure at the company, I would say that that's more ponying up the dough. You know, making money, as it were.
Okay.
Not so much mentorship, because mentorship implies, you know, the innocence of doing it just for believing in a young person and wanting to help them because somebody helped you.
You know, if you start a small business, you didn't build that. Someone else helped you with that along the way.
What's this podcast about?
This show is about, oh God, if we can sum it up, I want everybody to go around and say what they think the show is, but, and I'll go last. Marika?
Or should I go first
so I can set the tone?
Yeah, go first.
This show is about redefining what it means to hear oral. So it is about wavelengths really that hit your drums in a certain way that can't help but, if not be orgasmic, at least eargasmic. It's about topical events, which is an a redundant way of phrasing it. It's about the news. It's about what's not in the news. It's about what they won't tell you. It's about what they already told you. It's about memes that are about 14 years old. It's about memes that are about 7 years old. It's about themes of the day and connecting with people in that most intimate of ways.
I've never heard someone say so much and say so little.
I feel...
Sorry, we have to take a break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. All right, Johnny, do you want to go next? What is the show about?
Insane
place for a break.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the segment.
I started a sentence. I said, I feel, and you went to break.
I feel like...
How am I doing as a guest?
You're doing great.
Awesome.
Johnny?
I feel like this show is... more or less, everybody but the host hanging out but the host wants to like, be a part of the conversation. That's all I feel in this. Every time I do this.
It's like everyone wanting to hang out, but the host wants to be involved so much that he nags everyone in a way that makes them uncomfortable.
What I'm hearing is it's like a kindergarten, because I asked the question, so now I'm just trying to sum it up. It's a first grade birthday party where a kid didn't get invited, and the mom said, please, my son, let's call him Jeffrey, doesn't have a lot of friends. It would mean so much if he came, and the party ended up being kind of, he doesn't leave right, he stays for the sleepover part of the party, and it's the best friends and that kid, let's call him Jeffrey. and they're all hanging out and they're kind of like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I think also, and to credit Jeffrey a little bit, I think it's like the guests initially wanted to hang out with him. Like the kids of the sleepover did want to invite him, but he got there with such energy and like bad vibes that they immediately regretted it. Why are you making that face?
He's about to vomit.
I think at the end of the day, like this is, it's interesting because we're four humans coming together to make something worth a damn. And it's a forum, if anything else. It's like in the true, you know, Roman tradition. So I think it's time that we get to our first segment in a certain way.
How in a certain way? Just get to the segment, right? I've listened to these songs, these intro songs, for so many times that now they're starting to really grow on me. I'm starting to really like them.
So it's hard to transition from that sentence into what this segment is. This is the borderline offensive one, but I think It's actually going to have a good public messaging.
All right, perfect.
Maybe we shouldn't do this. I'm going to cut this out.
I don't know why we even started this.
If I knew we were doing this, I probably wouldn't have signed on to the episode.
All right. Mm.
Then just in a PR type way.
It was genuinely offensive?
Yeah.
All right. This is kind of a first.
For what?
Is it?
First blood.
I'm fucking floundering. I wrote what I thought was a pretty good segment. Now everybody's staring at me at the eyes like I did something wrong. Johnny participated.
Staring at me at the eyes.
Staring me at the eyes. And I'm just like, I don't know what else. I got to lighten the mood a little bit. Here we go. Thank you. Yeah. Really good. Because you guys are bringing this energy. It's hit me like a freight train.
Yeah. I'm back.
All right. Get vaccinated, guys.
Jeff doesn't like when I hold the mic really casually.
I hate when you do this. She leans back in her desk chair and holds it like she's like, like Dave Chappelle, where he like sits down and does stand up. But it's not even stand up, it's just storytelling.
Do you guys think it looks cool?
No, oh, yeah, I think you're also cool. Taking up like a 12th of the frame. Your neck to the top of your head, holding the microphone, and the rest is a blank wall in your house. Isn't this your cat's room?
You think my cat has a massive room?
A master room, yeah.
No, this is my office.
Okay, all right. Very good, very good.
Marika and Johnny, you think this looks cool?
I think this looks pretty cool. And I'm...
Thank you.
I'm willing to stand in solidarity with the 12th of the frame type thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll for sure do that, too.
It's not necessarily a good thing, especially for audio, because people can't see this. It's such a visual gag.
Yeah.
You know, you're recording
We are recording.
Yeah, and the fans have been clamoring for a video version of this.
Yeah, this isn't going to be the clip that we clip out. I just want to make that very clear.
What do you think the clip will be so far?
It'll be me making Johnny...
Cut. Great.
Are you gonna like cut some of the sound clips from your board? Like when they don't get a response that's positive, yeah, like, just, like time to remove them. Yes.
Welcome to Map of Claps. Have you guys ever played Map of Claps?
No.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Map of Claps is a game where I'm going to play some sound clips of applause from around the world, and you have to place it on a map. Basically, just tell me what the country of origin is of the applause. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Frightening moments aboard an Air Asia X flight. The plane violently shaking mid-flight over the Indian Ocean. The Airbus A330 carrying over 350 passengers heading to Malaysia was forced to return to Australia after engine trouble.
Don't look shocked at what you've done. Like, don't cover your mouth.
Map of Claps. Where does that one come from in the world?
Malaysia.
Technically, it was international waters over the Indian Ocean, but it was also a trick question. That wasn't Claps. That was a news story about a shaking plane.
Huh.
All right. Next one.
England.
Yeah, that sounds Poland. Like an England type thing.
Also, we guess until we get it right.
Spain.
Turkey.
Russia.
Germany.
Italy.
Canada.
Brazil.
Ukraine.
Can I get a country of origin?
I just give it to you.
Australia.
Seattle.
Can we get a region?
Seattle's a city. In theory, Seattle might be the closest geographically to this place.
Closer than Canada?
Or Russia?
No, actually, Russia would be white hot, depending on the way you look at it.
Ukraine. Depending on the way...
Do you want to hear it again?
Out of curiosity,
Johnny?
North Macedonia?
You were so close.
Out of curiosity, do you think Alaska is its own country?
It's not Alaska. Johnny was pretty close. He said North Macedonia. One of those words is right.
Okay, so South Macedonia.
No.
Macedonia.
No.
North.
It's North something.
North Wales.
What is happening?
We're guessing the country of origin of applause. North is correct. Is the one hint I'll give you.
North Korea?
Correct.
There we go.
That is
from that was actually
State
my first
TV.
Guess, but I was like, there's no way they'd be cheering.
They have to. All right, here we go.
They were told to. So there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That I can say for certain.
Long applause, maybe like a standing ovation.
Correct. But we were looking for country of origin.
Yeah, we're trying to we're trying to not hear the beep as much, so we're just sort of brainstorming together. Yeah. This is like Family Feud when you're sort of powwowing.
Was this at a theater?
No.
Okay.
Maybe like a sporting event?
No.
Was this at a bar?
It's at a government thing.
So England.
No, but this country also has parliament.
Yeah, that's what, you know, you did have to sort of believe it had to be parliament, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could tell by the way they were cheering.
Parliament was, I thought, going to give it away. That's actually a better segment. Parliament or nah. So it's either things that happened in a parliament or not. I'm going to do that next week.
Denmark.
See, I don't know where other parliaments are, so anything I guess is just going to look dumb.
You're not
now.
A fucking IR major. No one expects you to know all the countries that have parliament.
Ireland? Is it in Europe?
No.
It's not in Europe? Is it?
Yeah, why don't we narrow it down by continent? Africa?
No.
South America?
No.
Is it?
So it's in Asia.
No. Or Australia?
No.
Or New Zealand?
That's all the continents.
We didn't say North America.
You didn't say North America.
Yeah, so it is.
Is it Canada?
Correct! That was the Canadian sergeant at arms honored with a heroic applause after he killed a 24-year-old.
Great.
So this is a soccer game.
Yeah, it sounds like a soccer game.
Correct.
England? We have yet to see England.
Spain.
Portugal. Italy.
Argentina.
Brazil.
Chile.
Is this in South America?
It's in Europe.
Mexico.
It's in Asia.
God. I'm getting tinnitus playing this game.
It's Japan?
I'm getting tendonitis from having to press wrong so much on my keyboard.
Okay. You're not giving us any attaboys, any help.
I did. I said correct. It's in Asia.
Oh, okay. Well, thank
and
you.
And I'm trying to think of, because they have a good job. South Korea?
Thailand's the most geographically close one you've
India?
Said. Colder.
The Philippines?
White hot, but incorrect.
Fiji?
Same area.
Bali? A
little bit closer to the Philippines.
What's near the Philippines?
Yeah, I feel like I'm letting my ancestors down right now.
You're letting my ancestors down.
Oh, you're a Filipino?
Specifically. No, but...
Are you... is it Malaysia?
Correct.
Yeah. I was going to guess from. That.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I might not know geography, but I know my guy, Jeff. This is America, United States of.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. So, do you want some more context for
back
that one?
Back in the business yeah. of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
God, so right, defeated. Here we go.
England.
This is a polite people, mostly white.
Only half of that was correct. They're definitely not polite.
But they're mostly white. They're German.
It's correct.
Wow.
All right.
They're not polite, but they are obedient. They're speaking in English.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of places so, do.
It sounds like it's yeah. in an airplane.
Sounds
correct.
Like a subway.
International waters. Okay. Yet again, that one was a Karen being kicked off an airplane for not wearing a mask.
In international waters.
Correct. Well, I guess.
International skies. International skies.
They landed the plane. They ended the water landing.
But she got kicked but they her kicked off. Her off.
In the middle of the Bermuda Triangle.
These are people that aren't getting enough credit often as a people.
Maybe. I don't know. It's kind of maybe directly down the middle. I think they get enough credit.
I was thinking this sounds like the first responder clapping that was happening.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Nice. But where in the world?
Oh, Italy, I'd say. Fuck.
U.S.?
France.
France is white hot.
Switzerland. Okay.
Wrong direction.
Spain.
Correct. That was Spain. Last wow. one.
Okay. A lot of whistling.
Yeah. Unexcitable people.
Mm-hmm. Performance.
Yes. Also, you guys guessed this one on the first one. I think Marika guessed it.
England.
So it's an excitable people. They're excited.
Italy. You know. Brazil.
Correct.
There we go. There you go.
Really gotta fill out that time.
What have we done? This is unlistenable.
You said this was going to be the best episode at the time.
You really did. You really did.
I was trying to imbue some kind of hope into it.
Do you think you're going to put the blame on me for this?
You did everything you could. This one's on me.
That's awesome.
Map of claps? I mean, what was that?
You can tell us, man.
I thought it was going to be a hit.
How?
Well, I think what was exciting was that sometimes we really did get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we really did guess. And at the very least, we really leaned in. I mean, there are very few times where I would keep guessing.
Yeah.
After maybe six times being absolutely horn blasted through my ears, I think usually I would say.
Yeah.
I would say, that's enough. Go ahead and let me know.
The crazy thing is that we didn't have any from... Any applause from the USSR?
Wow.
That's them, isn't it?
Yep.
It feels like now people have a recorded record of us trauma bonding with you.
Literally, I part of me is tempted to edit out any conversation that we had during that game where it's just us. Like, my goal was to have it just be you guys shouting out country names and me being yes or no, which is what it
was
for half of it.
Your goal?
But it was also like, that was, I wanted that to happen, and then I wanted you guys to like tear the game apart, but you really leaned in and didn't tear it apart. It was an awful
game.
So
you didn't like when all I did was sort of try and identify the people by their energies?
You didn't like it when we gave you just one single inch.
Listen, we're
time.
At this point where the show is at a crossroads because we're about to go in person. We literally might record our first in-person pod next week in New York.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You, me, Johnny,
and Dupree.
Jake.
Yeah, and Dupree.
Dupree Hurwitz, the third Hurwitz brother, back and better than ever. It's their dad dressed like a teen. I think it's going to be great. The question then becomes, what makes it physical? What makes it different than the Zoom recording? Do I have the soundboard, right? Do I give out cat checks? Do I?
I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
that?
I mean,
I was still postulating. Physical gags. What do I wear? What do I show up as? Do I show
right.
up late? Do
no.
I...
The
you don't
one
want me
thing.
To show up late?
Yeah, one thing. Do not show up late.
Fuck it. Plugs.
What's that? What's that sound from?
That is an anime that I don't know. I looked at the trending sounds. Should we find some new sounds? Here we go.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, this is... there's a lot of fart shit.
I sent you LeBron James at one point.
Oh my God.
Is this a TikTok one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
oh, you know,
I
added a new one today. It was this. This just in. Anthony Rizzo traded to New York.
Who?
A baseball player. He's talking about baseball.
Mm.
But it's ultimately not true, I don't think.
Plugs. What are you guys working on? Point the people to social media. The floor is all of your guys at once. Do it all at once, and then I'll edit them to be staggered. That's
no,
not a joke.
Shelby, you can go first.
No, let's all go at once. And then again, Ferris and I will edit it so it's staggered and everybody's heard.
Why would you do that, out of curiosity?
To save literal time.
Why? Are you busy?
After this, I have to submit this show for a Streamy Award. And then,
is someone submitting keeping records for a Streamy? How do I get that done?
You can do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Nice. Thanks, Marika. I love that. Listen, I can't imagine any of you listened to this and said, I want more of her. But if you did, Shelby Wolstein on all social media. And frankly, keeping records on podcasts.
And frankly.
My plug is keeping records on podcasts.
It's a podcast.
Johnny,
do you guys think I'll recover emotionally from this?
No, I think this is the most awkward episode we've done so far, and I'm gonna lean into that.
But I don't know why. What am I doing wrong?
It's that I have nothing. Now my ear is ringing, and then the second one didn't come out exactly how I wanted it to. My ear is literally ringing from the silence / nervousness.
You also have tinnitus.
Plugs.
Follow me on Instagram at Johnny, JohnnyVVII, all one word. Follow that or follow my company at I Am Pretty Whack, WACK. I couldn't get Just Pretty Whack. Someone else stole it. I'm going to see if I can hack into Instagram or some way to get that username back.
Someone's stole it.
Someone had it first. Like,
yeah, someone had it first. They had it first.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. So
he said, take it back. I'm willing to steal it. It was a theft, but
yeah, I'm willing to steal it.
Follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, Marika Elon. That's all I got. Listen to our newest shows. Listen to Keeping Records, the Scroll Down, Sound Deals.
Hell yeah.
Newcomers Season 4.
Also, everybody stream that new Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak song. That shit is good.
Which one?
There's a new one that just dropped today.
I'm so tempted not to edit this episode at all. Other than bleeps. I want people to experience this the way that it was.
Yeah.
I don't.
Shelby, you've been on the show before.
Yeah, there was so much liveliness.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. We'll see you guys again next week. That's Dawes, folks.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.